Hey, After Buzzers, and welcome to our first ever fashion TV panel here at After Buzz. We'll be doing reviews and coverage of all the cool fashion events and TV shows popping your way. So stick around, and if you're anything like us, you're totally obsessed with the Emmys, and we're going to break it all down for you.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, After Buzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, thank you, ladies, so much for coming out tonight.
All right, yeah, everyone, that is you. Our show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Stephen Colbert, is that you?
He's our sunlight.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited about today's show. I think I'm more excited about this after show than I've ever been about an after
show.
Yay! I am Michael Shirley. I'm Michael Shirley, your host tonight. And you can catch me on Twitter and Instagram at Michael X Shirley. And if you are into like reading blogs, you can check me out at ilovemichaelshirley.com. Now I want to introduce you to my lovely panel. We have Maite Carrillo. Tell them where they can find you on the internet.
Yes. Hey, everyone. My name is Maite Carrillo. You can find me everywhere at Maite Carrillo. That's M-A-Y-T-E. C-A-R-R-I-L-L-O underscore.
And we have the fabulous Hannah B. Tucker in the house tonight.
My name is Hannah B. You can follow me at Hannah B-E-E Tucker.
Oh my gosh. Thank you guys for sticking around with us. If you were with us earlier tonight, we were talking about Project Runway, which you can catch us every Thursday at 8 p.m. live, Pacific Standard Time talking about. But now, it's all about what we saw on Sunday. Dun, and I like dun. That we're doing this a few days after the Emmys so that we get to, like, think about it. Because sometimes when you, I mean, especially from doing Project Runway, like, I feel a little different sometimes about some of the outfits, so I feel like I really feel the way I feel tonight about everything we're going to look at.
It's all settled in now.
Yeah,
ready to go.
But let's start off by, who are you wearing?
Oh, you want to know who I am wearing? I was so unprepared for this.
You're like, I don't know.
I know. Can you check? Actually, I am wearing Zara. This is a Zara dress.
I love it. I love velvet right now.
Yeah, it has a little velvety going on. I love it because it's long sleeve. It's
very
comfortable.
Chic.
Very chic. Classy. That's me. So, yes. What about you, Hannah? What are you
wearing? Well, I did a little last minute shopping and became a Maxinista today. I got this $10 ensemble.
Woo-hoo.
With some mesh and a little... What is it? It's a little overlay. But the shoes are Jimmy Choo.
Ooh!
But I can't show them.
I absolutely love that color. I was actually wearing that color yesterday. Yeah. Just check my Instagram out. I love that color.
Yeah, you wore it very
blush.
Well.
Oh, yes.
You were imitating someone, too.
Well, I was imitating, but it brought that into my mind. We're talking about Miss Nicole Kidman, which we don't have a photo of tonight because she did not make it into our... best or worst, she skated by because she looked just fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But she did something that everyone was noticing. She's wearing a red dress with some pink shoes. Mm-hmm. And I really liked it. Not a lot of people use pink and red together.
Yeah.
We did see Margarita in Project Runway
do that
a couple weeks ago, and I liked it. And a lot of people hated on us. But I think it's kind of just probably, like, in our zeitgeist right now. It's very romantic, kind of Valentine's-ish.
Yeah.
But enough about Nicole. Yes. She didn't make it on here. Award show fashion is always about the ladies. But being that I'm the only man on our fashion TV panel, I feel it's my duty to shine a spotlight on the menswear.
Mm-hmm.
It was really, really, really... sad. I looked online at this one website, and they had a list of everyone that broke the like black tie rule, which was basically any of the men that didn't wear just the plain black suit, black tie, and there was about 10 of them, like Ryan Murphy, Donald Glover.
Oh, he was my favorite.
But I wanted to highlight my favorite and my least favorite, and I want to know
this up a lot.
I want to know what you ladies think about it.
Okay.
For my best dressed, first up, we've got Ross Matthews, our very own Ross Matthews from AfterBuzz. Yep. Big shout out to you,
Shout out to Ross.
Literally so fun, so classy, classic. I love the paisley and the glitter. If you look at this in different pictures, it sometimes it looks like a just like a glitter jacket. Sometimes it's got like this like smoking like kind of Asian feel to it. But I just thought he knocked it out of the park, and he's got like these shoes with like the caps on them. Oh, yeah. And you could tell he's having fun. He looks great. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I've ever seen him look so good. He just looks like he's having the best time.
Yeah, he always looks good. He knows how to rock this, you know, all different suits and different colors as well. Yeah.
I wish the hymns of Hollywood would have more fun fashion, you know, like this. Yeah. And just to say, I mean, you can't have a best and worst without the worst. Yeah. But next up we have, I also want to mention that Ross Matthews is wearing Talia Orange. But next up we have RuPaul in Party City. You guys are supposed to laugh.
I don't know if this was a designer's name or if this was just like
Party City. I over-prepped that joke. I don't know. I loved RuPaul since I was a kid.
Yeah.
I watched the RuPaul show. Oh. Like, I was probably like 8 years old. I would watch it at my grandparents' house. And I thought RuPaul was like the most like beautiful woman. But then again, I like read comic books. So I'm used to like figures being exaggerated like highly.
Yeah.
But this is just so awful. I mean,
there's a lot going on.
I read what he said about this outfit, and he said that he wanted to get attention on the red carpet, and that is why he wore this. But
he did.
Why not wear like a hot pink or a pale pink or like a bright yellow suit? Mm. Like, look good and not just like kind of like a clown.
I don't know. I think it was last year he wore pink, or there was like another year he wore pink. Maybe he wanted to stray from the solids and do something totally different. Like, I get
that tie with the lapels, with the shirt, with
There's
a lot going on. Yeah.
I get a little dizzy looking at it. Mm-hmm. I don't see the fashion, but I see the fun.
I'm like, girl. Oh, yeah. I'm like, girl, stop joking around. You look like a joker. Just awful. But I think what makes this even better is that both of these men arrived together. And we've got a picture of actually them right next to each other. Look at that juxtaposition.
Look at that difference.
I know. Isn't that rough? It takes a lot. It takes a lot of work to look worse than Carson Kressley, but RuPaul managed to do it.
Kind of reminds me a little bit of like Beetlejuice.
I was gonna say that a lot of like
Beetlejuice vibes, and I love Beetlejuice, like the movie. But this,
like the snake thing that comes. Yeah, for sure.
I feel like that's them though too. They're very, you know, into.
They look like they're having fun, but I feel bad for Ross and his friend. It's like, look at them standing next to those two jokers. Yeah. Like,
I feel like it's almost
like a. Like a joke.
It's like a joke.
A little bit. Like, look at us.
Like someone took them seriously. Like, they took themselves seriously, and then they were just like, let's.
We all know RuPaul got his start in, like, 90s, like, club kid stuff. But it was so very, like, look at me, mm-hmm. bigger, bigger, better, better. But, like, gosh, no.
Just doesn't work. It's not very cohesive.
But enough about that, you guys. It's all about the women. All about the women.
Yes!
All about the women's fashion. And if you wanted to play it safe this year, you wore a T-length dress. We saw that was the major trend on the red carpet this year. But that didn't get you into our best and worst list. We've compiled a list of, collectively, all of our favorite looks and all of our least favorite looks. And we're going to run them all down with you. And not many of our looks overlap. So I feel like
that
we're going.
That was interesting.
Yeah, I feel like we're going to have a lot of disagreements tonight, but that's okay.
We're ready.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's okay. It's okay. So first up, I'm going to let Hannah introduce this because I don't know why in the world you let this on our screen.
Mm-hmm.
What?
This better not be
best.
Okay.
Who is this?
Yeah.
We have Ijonai Alexis in Temraza. So this caught my attention. Like, when I first saw it, I thought, okay, well, it had to settle in. It did, like you said in the beginning. But I thought, you know what? It is so hard to pull off something like this. I got to give her some credit because
you think she pulled it off?
Yeah, you do. I do. There were some photos that I saw. It was a little wrinkled in the front, I will say that. But I think that she did pull it off. You guys don't think so?
No. I disagree completely. I don't think she pulled this
off. For me, I feel like this is, like, not Emmys appropriate. I could see this to the Grammys, for sure. This is, like, the perfect Grammys outfit. And maybe, like, on a Rihanna.
Like MTV.
But another thing, I mean, you don't want to slow your roll just because. But I think you kind of more stand out like a sore thumb when you're not, like, a huge name and you're wearing something like this. Mm-hmm. Like, if Rihanna was wearing this, I mean, not to the Emmys, but if Rihanna was wearing this to the Grammys, yeah, it's like, oh my gosh, she did it again. But if, like, it's just kind of more of an unknown wearing it, it's more like, well, you want attention, don't you?
It looks a little cheap.
It's not a compliment.
No.
I don't know. I think that she worked it and she did all the right poses to get the right angles, and I think that she did a good job.
I think she got what she wanted out of this, because we're talking about it right here.
Yes, we are.
That's very true. Very true.
Well, next up, we've got Amanda Crew and Michael Cinco.
Gorgeous.
This is from your list, yeah, isn't it? This is one of your favorites. Yeah.
I mean, she's on the show Silicon Valley, but there's no silicon here. You can tell she works out. She looks amazing. It's so hard to pull off a dress like this. It's completely sheer. And the only thing I don't like is there's, like, a flower necklace that she's wearing. Lose that. But other than that, just gorgeous.
I don't know. When it comes to worst dress and best dress, I don't feel like you can skim over the styling or the hair or the makeup or the accessories. I don't feel like this is, like, a very, like, in our Project Runway, we're a little more forgiving of things. But they have all the time in the world to plan this.
Yes,
you know, and that's one reason why I feel like, you know, we can make fun of these stars. And, you know, we can rejoice in how cool and awesome and inspiring, like, these looks are for our own, like, closets. But, you know, in the end, you know, they have all the time in the world to do this stuff. Mm-hmm. And when you look silly and you're in the spotlight, you know...
You know the consequences.
You got to be willing to accept it.
Yep, very true.
But I know you love this look. Wasn't a big thing for me. But next up, we've got Ariel Winter and Zuhair Mourad.
Oh,
Miss Winter is known for looking terrible on the
this is mine. This made
it. Oh, you hate this.
Yes, I put this actually on the worst dressed.
She looked like she wandered in.
Yeah, I thought the first thing that came to mind, I know this is going to kind of suck, but it's just the word tacky. I mean, the slits.
Oh, really?
Yes, tacky. The slits are, the thigh-high slits are way too high up there.
She does not have the body for a slit that high. It needs to come down about 4 inches.
And I know she mentioned somewhere that she was trying to stay away from her cleavage, because in the past she's shown a lot of cleavage.
Yeah.
And so, but this time she's like, I wanted to focus more on my legs, which, I mean,
you don't have to sell your body to...
That's my point, too. You don't have to sell your body parts to make yourself, like, look a certain way.
This isn't a Jillian Michaels, you know?
No.
This is a young starlet, and it's... I mean, not to get too deep here, but it is kind of sad when you feel like, oh, well, I gotta show something at such a young age.
Mm-hmm. At such a young age as well. Yeah.
She's been shamed so much, so I feel kind of bad, and I feel like, in a way, I wonder if she's saying, I almost don't care because it's like, I'm shamed for this, I'm shamed for that. Okay, so...
Well, she's doing herself a disservice.
Yeah.
I mean, it's tough being in the spotlight. I mean, you do pay for whatever critique you get, basically, but...
I don't know. Well, I know how you said, we all know she is criticized a lot on the red carpet, but part of me kind of thinks it's her thing.
Everyone wants
to see what kind of mess is going to roll up tonight.
That's so sad, though. And she doesn't, I don't think she has a stylist, and I feel like she needs to get one, because
she needs to fire her, Mariel.
She has such a great body, and I just wish she would, I don't know, just wear something differently. And then also, I have to point out the makeup. It's just too
dark.
It reminds me of just that mall goth. Yes, like those nights, those college nights where all your friends are kind of just doing each other's makeup.
Yeah. You know, you're like half a handle in.
Yes. and you've been drinking for some time.
Bigger's
like,
better.
Yeah. Give me that smoky eye look.
Yeah, yeah. Smoky yeah. eye. Taylor Momsen, like, cocktail messes all the way.
I'm cheering on for her because I really hope that she switches it up. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, in the next year, hopefully she's transformed and she wears something better.
Maybe next year, Ariel. Yes. Next up, we got Carrie Coon and Del Pozo.
Ooh, yeah.
You nominated this hot
I
mess.
Did. This is one of my worst looks. It looks so young. And I think that, to me, it looks like she tried to match her little girl's dress, like her daughter's dress. Or like, you know what I mean? But I think the hemline in the bottom is just confused, and it looks a little messy.
Confused. I think that's a great word for this look.
It doesn't know where to go, and I think that she would look better with something that has less fabric everywhere.
I agree.
I actually don't have any notes on this look because it's just flat out terrible. There's like, don't even want to like try to justify it. It's like, look at it.
Yeah.
Next up, we got Chrissy Metz and Lila Rose. I nominated Chrissy Metz because this is, hands down, the worst look on the carpet tonight.
Really?
Or on the carpet on Sunday. And that designer should be arrested. Chrissy said she felt like a princess in the dress. But to me, she looked like a Christmas tree, a Chrissy Metz tree.
Oh my god.
I know you guys are going to hate on me, but I was such a fan of her look at the MTV TV and Movie Awards. She was literally one of my favorite looks that night. And
was that where she wore that bright
red
bold?
Leather?
Yes.
Red leather, and her hair was big. Yeah. She looked, she looked amazing. And, you know, obviously a lot of people are going to say, she's overweight, and you know, you shouldn't even throw her in here.
Yeah.
But that's not true because not that she's not overweight, but it's not true that you can't look awesome. Like, I love a fat girl. And she knows how to rock her curves.
She does.
In the right kind of outfit. Yeah. But this is just awful. I would have loved to have seen her in a Millie Bobby Brown's dress, the Calvin Klein one, like the tea link. Like, she's not, in the first episode of This Is Us, she pretty much strips down naked. So she's, you know, it's not like she's afraid to show her arms or anything like this. This is just so unflattering, makes her head look tiny. It's just the kind of outfit I would fight to keep a loved one of mine, to keep them from being buried in.
Wow, that's pretty deep. You know what?
I'm a hater of this look.
Yeah, she probably, to me, I feel like she played it safe. Because she did get criticized a lot.
Stupid doily.
Because of her past, like, outfit, her past, like, gowns that she's worn. So, I feel like she kind of played it a little
safe. I
don't think it looks bad.
I think when you're big, you need to push all those outfits. Like, push the boobs up, push the butt out, make the hair big.
Okay.
Show it off. Yeah. Make, you know.
Got it, flaunt it.
Yeah, she looks like she's hiding under there. Under like,
does.
Just looks like she's hiding.
Yeah, she could have lost the shawl, the cover up. That reminds me of like church in fifth grade kind of thing. So.
Yeah, like a Mormon church.
But I love the color. I think the color is great on her.
I do too.
Other than that,
I love it on like a Christmas tree.
The color?
Like no, but evergreen. I agree. Like if you got it, flaunt it. And so I'd like to see that next time.
Well, I think I've made my point clear on this look. Next up, we got Claire Foy and Oscar De La Renta. And y'all, doesn't she just look miserable?
Yeah, she looks like somewhat, like, okay, I keep making, like, the references, but, okay, so she's in Breathe, right? But it looks like she's not breathing. Like, she's like, someone stuck me in this.
Suffocated.
And now I'm stuck here until this is over.
Her walk the carpet, and she really didn't crack a smile.
No.
I wonder if they made her wear this, and she...
Make someone that's nominated for an Emmy. They won for The Crown. I don't think you can make someone... I mean,
she's not feeling it. You can tell. And that if she was feeling it, it would have sold the outfit more for me.
What do you think, Maite?
I think I agree with Hannah completely. I feel like she looks miserable. This was actually this close to making it my worst dress as well.
What pulled it out
she
for
looks
you?
Too... Oh, I found some way worse. But you know what? She looks way too pale for this. I don't know. I think it's just... her hair, the makeup, the way that she was just standing and posing, I just wasn't
very much like a porcelain doll that was stuck in someone else's pajamas.
Yeah.
I love it. You two are notorious for this. I love it when you two...
How does this happen?
Y'all yeah together all the
We're
time.
Like, yes, we need to switch it up now.
Next, we got Deborah Messing and Ramona Cabeza. And I like to refer to this as Deborah Messy.
I was thinking the same thing! Because this is a mess. This is a hot mess.
This looks like a Jessica McClintock mall dress shop type of thing. And I don't know. She just looks like the drunk girl at prom.
Was this on your worst looks? Because this was on my worst.
This is an overlap. Okay. This is on my worst, too. Okay. This is undoubtedly bad. It looks like she got caught in a hurricane and then got thrown into a trash bag and then fell out of the garbage can.
I think that first off, the bracelets look like watches, which looks a little bit chunkier for this look. I'd like to see something more delicate. The belt in some of the interviews was sliding up. That would make me so irritated if I was wearing this in the carpet, because you're constantly worrying about it.
It's just like a trash bag cinched at the top. Yeah, look. I mean, look at that. Look at it. Now it looks like you tied the trash bag at the top, and that's her tatas.
I think the fabric looks liquidy, which is cool. Yeah. I think that's really fascinating, but I'd like to see it done in a different way, maybe.
Yeah, that'd probably look way better as, like, curtains or something.
Yeah.
Or, like, a restaurant.
Went there. I zoomed in this picture to look at her jewelry, and you're right. It's very bulgy, and it's orange toned.
Oh, that's too much. Which like is too many colors.
And you can see the glare of the red carpet isn't really flattering. It kind of looks
The dress wore her. It does. She didn't wear the dress.
That dress definitely wore her. It looks like it ate her.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It ate her, threw it in the trash, and then came back to life.
Well, God. Screw her. No. Up next is Evan Rachel Wood, who I absolutely adore. This isn't actually the best photo of it. It's because you can't really see the layering of it. When you would look at her from a side profile, it just looked incredible. I got major, like, chic Sharon Stone vibes. Just like kind of like, she's like a rebellious kind of girl. It's like a quiet, refined rebellion. My second favorite look of the night.
Wow. Mm-hmm. She looks like a ringmaster to me.
You didn't like it.
It's like it's tailored to the T, but except for the pants are just way too wide, and I think if they're a little bit more tailored and taken in, then it would have been more flattering. But but yeah, it looks a little costumey for me.
I was watching Fashion Police. God bless Joan Rivers.
Yeah. Patrons, take a moment.
Patron saint. Yes. And her daughter Melissa was saying, "I wonder how long would hate to be behind her in the bathroom line
because she's wearing shin
pieces." Oh my gosh! But I really loved this. I don't really feel like the flash kind of whites her out. Like, in this kind of bat, whites her out. it bleaches her a little further. But I just absolutely adore this look. We can agree to disagree. Yep. Next up, we've got something that I feel like is going to be pretty controversial. Especially given our other job.
Uh-huh.
Heidi Klum and Dundas. Yes.
Mm-hmm. This was on my worst dressed list. I have to say, one thing that stands out for me are the accessories here. I cannot deal. The accessories ruin it for me.
I love it.
I do not. It looks like it's Forever 21. It looks cheap. Mm. It just doesn't, it's not. My question is, you know, we know because we, of course, were on Project Runway as well as After Show. But for me, it's like you have all of these great designers with so much potential. Why don't you showcase one of their outfits? Why don't you wear something that's right now? I mean, we're in season right now.
It would be really fun if she wore something like Christian Siriano.
Yes, a lot of people did as well.
Right.
But I've seen her do this look so many times before with the high slit and then the same color. Like, it's just, her hair is the same way. Like, come on, anyone can dress you. You're so thin, you're a model.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She always looks amazing, like, no matter what. Like, you know, as a person. You didn't like this look either. No, but it looks like, going back to Project Runway, she had too much fun with a JCPenney wall. And I'm like, yes!
If you watch our after show, you know what we think about that JCPenney wall.
But yeah, there's just too much going on with the accessories, and it looks like she's going on vacation or to the beach or something like that.
Yeah, this is way more laid back than we usually see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like Heidi. But what is this, like the millionth time she's been to the Emmys for Project Runway, or even before that when she was modeling with boyfriends, just with, you know, like
even better.
Like, she cut her a break. She looked pretty. And she's our girl.
She is. Yes, and because she's our girl, we should be honest with her about it. Because she's our girl.
I don't know. I like the styling, and Lorraine Schwartz bracelets that she's wearing is worth over $500,000.
Oh, okay.
It's wood embellished with diamonds. I know you guys didn't think that this.
Really?
Yeah, her bracelets cost more than everyone's outfit combined.
Yeah, because Lorraine Schwartz.
All right then.
But we're going to move on to an outfit you like a lot more. Issa Rae and Vera Wang.
This is my favorite outfit.
Really?
Yes, the back of this dress.
Yeah, we don't have the front because I know you wanted the back of this dress.
I did, the back.
To me, it looks like somebody ripped it and ran away.
Well, she knew how to make it work because I love these detachable sleeves. I think the puff on the side really gave a definition to it for her back. I just love this look. Her makeup looked really flawless. And I love that. I was reading this article that Vera Wang helped her as well, like with the touches of her makeup and her hair. And she's a risk taker. I'm excited to see what else she comes up with.
I don't think this is a risky outfit. I'm just not really concerned with this outfit. Just doesn't make much of an impression for me.
I like the color a lot. I think that was a great choice. But there's so much going on. It's like ruffle. Tape. Right. Fluffiness. Like, I don't really know where this dress is trying to go. So for me, it's definitely not my favorite.
It was trying to go down her back into her butt.
No! you guys!
Well, let's talk about an outfit that I think we can all disagree is holy hell. Jane Fonda in Brandon Maxwell. I don't know. There's better ways to show off her body. It's just silly, and it's just not age appropriate to me. It's like one of those moms that shops in Forever 21.
This is Jane Fonda. Like, this.
Like I said, this is Jane Fonda.
Exactly, but I feel she can pull this off.
Just because you are Jane Fonda doesn't mean you're allowed to do that.
I understand.
I mean, it's legal, but.
I mean, she does give me a little bit of J-Lo vibes, and I love J-Lo. Yes. You know? Yeah. But I feel, I don't know, I feel like you get to a point at a certain age, because I think she's, I don't know how old she is. But that you could just rock anything, and she kind of just did that. She didn't stick to something traditional.
What do you think?
I don't know.
No, I was just saying, like, the necklace she's wearing is $1.75 million.
And she could barely see
and
it.
She's
wore
wearing
it backwards.
And it's done that gorgeous. Before. But, yeah, I think it's smart, but it clashes with the neckline. And then if you're going to wear it, like, the dress, I don't really have a problem with that, except for the ribbon. Whenever I hate ribbons on dresses, it cheapens it. It looks like little girlish. A bow right there. It just use the same fabric to accentuate your waist, please, or something. Just not a ribbon.
It's bad. But let's talk about a look that's really good. Okay. Next up, we got Jessica Biel and Ralph and Russo.
Oh, yes.
I don't think she's ever looked more beautiful. And honestly, this would have looked great on Jane Fonda. Don't you think?
Actually, yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
Like, I'm saying, there's just because Jane Fonda's like an older actress, and just. You know, because you have a great body doesn't mean you need to put it in that pink thing. You could put it in something like that.
Yeah, and don't cover it up.
No, don't cover it up.
She looks amazing here. I don't have anything negative
to say. And
for
me, it's not just the dress. It's the whole package. The hair,
the makeup,
the accessories. Yep. It's like a modern nod to old Hollywood, and I really like it. And I think we all agree
We agree on this. And sorry, I have to add one more thing.
Oh, do it.
Just the fact that she was there by herself and she was able to stand out without Justin Timberlake being there, because I feel like he's so goofy and... He likes to have fun, but for this, we took her so seriously, and she's just goddess. I loved it.
Yeah.
Next up, I want to think you guys are going to like this, is Judith Light and Christian Siriano. This is another option I think Jane Fonda should have considered.
Mm-mm, I don't.
It's okay.
You guys don't like
it? I think that
you don't like the asymmetrical neckline.
It looks like it's trying to accentuate her underarm. I don't like that.
To me, she looks so confident, and I love a great black dress. It's just so dramatic.
She does.
Angelina Jolie.
Yes, I agree. Mm-hmm. She can wear that.
Look at
the
legs.
Amazingly, she looks. I mean, other than the underarm, she looks amazing.
Yeah. We've got another black dress coming up. We've got Julie Bowen and Alberta Ferretti. I know you've got some strong feelings about this, Hannah.
I know. I'm curious.
She looks like a mushroom.
Oh.
It's like she walked into a meadow and brought this out with her.
She, to me, and for me, it's more about the expression on her face. She just looks really kind of surprised about all of this. Like, she's just like, wow.
Whenever you were.
It's funny.
Though, that you were in the middle.
Kind of like a you caught me farting face.
Oh, I don't know. No.
It's like the blowout.
Well, okay, okay. Whenever you wear velvet, that's instantly going to age you. And then I also see...
I'm wearing velvet! I'm wearing velvet right now.
Don't tell that to Judith Light either.
I think you're going to have to get in the middle of us right now.
There's good ways to age and bad ways to age. Let me put that out there.
Yeah, for sure.
But for her, I don't think she's going for that. Overall, I don't think it looks like a very cohesive look. Okay. It doesn't work for me. For me with you, though.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I hate to cut you off, but we have so many looks we've got tonight. We've got 10 we've got to cover in, like, less than 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Next, we got Julianne Hough and Marquesa, and her brother is an old friend of mine and one of the nicest people I've ever met in Hollywood, so I feel really bad about saying this, but she looks like shit.
What? Oh. This is one of my favorites.
Horrible.
Mm. I think she looks stunning.
I agree with you, Michael.
Horrible, horrible, horrible.
What?
I'm shocked.
Grandma.
Yeah, seriously? I agree with you, Michael.
Bad way.
One.
Enough.
Completely shocked.
Be quiet, anyways, Hannah.
Yeah,
next
yeah,
up, we got Kate McKinnon and Narciso Rodriguez. And this is my favorite look of the night.
Really?
What?
It's so simple.
I think it was Emmy's appropriate, super modern, and super elegant. And looks so good
nice,
on
it. It's nice, but I don't think it's the best one of the night.
I just
liked it? Yeah. Okay, that much.
I just liked it. I wasn't expecting that from her. I wasn't just expecting that dress in general. It's almost kind of like a... like a tuxedo, like, inverted and turned into, like, a sexy dress.
Mm, sure. Whatever floats your boat.
Fine. Next up, Catherine Hahn in vintage Shrimpton Couture.
You guys, I love... Just kidding.
I was like, what is she about to say?
No, this made it into my worst dress. Yes. I zoomed into this, and it looked crinkly. It didn't. I mean, the bottom, her shoes, it just wasn't working
for me.
Should
have been a T-length dress.
Yes, I agree. Even, like, the lines at the top, like, the sequin lines, they were so out of shape, and they just look like they were digging into her, like, boobs. I mean, I don't know. It just, and her hair as well. It looks sloppy. So,
we got some better black dresses coming up. Mm-hmm. We got Keri Russell and Jay Mendel. Oh, yes. It's very Parisian. I mean, whatever. It's a little too much for me. But
I loved it.
Me too.
I think it's hard to wear feathers like that. I think it adds, like, weight whenever you see anything coming out of a dress like that. But I think she just looked so incredible in it.
So much detail into this. The feathers work perfectly. This was, like, my favorite.
Aged her in a little way I didn't like. I don't know. I don't know. It looked like more like a 50s.
Really?
50-year-old woman kind of dress.
That. I never saw that.
I don't know.
But
well, we've got another one that you guys liked. Leslie Jones and Christian Siriano, another black dress. For me, this was too Vegas showgirly. I mean, it wasn't a bad dress, but it's just, I don't know, it's too Vegas.
Not for me.
No, I think it's pretty. I just wish that the front part, it kind of looks like all the sparkles just stop. It's like, what happened to the pattern? I'd like to see a little bit more of that throughout.
Yeah,
but other than that, I think it's
the clear meshing. When I see that, you know, I don't really like that ever very much. When it looks like it's supposed to be kind of floating, you know, and I just don't really like that.
I think she rocked this outfit beautifully. I feel like she, you know, Kristen Siriano just really knew how to, like, emphasize her whole body into this, and she looks amazing. I have no complaints for this.
Well, next up, we've got another black dress, which I think is, like, the good version of the Keri Russell dress. This is Michelle Pfeiffer and Oscar De La Renta, and I nominated this. I just love this dark side she's been giving us since she started acting again. And I'm not usually a fan of lacy dresses, but she just looked so pretty, and it's just the kind of dress an actor of her caliber, I feel like, should wear when you have, like, a body like that.
I think it looks a little bit young for her.
Really?
Honestly, a little bit,
I think it's totally age-appropriate when you have, like, a great body, but I don't know.
I can't see her body in this.
Well,
yeah.
But she does have a great body, yeah.
She looks like she hasn't aged a day, honestly, so I gotta give her that credit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got a hot mess up next. Rachel Bloom and Gucci. This is just...
No.
Oh.
I feel so bad. Yes. She spent $3,500 on this dress because they didn't want to dress her. She's like, okay, well, then I'll dress myself.
Yeah, she was in an interview saying how she bought her dress because she has money and she's so lame that no one wants to give her a free dress. And that's probably not the case. Maybe just Gucci didn't want to dress her.
Probably.
Yeah, I don't know. The interview was weird and awkward. It just made me think she's like one of those people that's like batshit crazy in real life.
Yeah. But like a crazy ex-girlfriend?
It's also kind of, kind of like walking into a party and telling everyone you're a total loser and expecting them to want to hang out with you.
God. Yeah. Oh, you said it perfectly, actually.
Oh, no.
Reese Witherspoon and Stella McCartney. Go.
She's so petite. This kind of hides her a little. She gets lost in it. But I love the colors. I think that she nailed it with the colors. Those look gorgeous. But she's 5'1". Mm-hmm. And so I think that she needs something a little bit more tailored to her body.
Yeah, the hair for this just wasn't... You can see the tracks of, like, her extensions, and it just... I wasn't a fan of the hair.
This
the color,
has been referred to as a suit dress. I didn't know such a thing existed. To me, it looks
like...
They
do. I've worn one.
It's like a take your daughter to work today, and, you know, she wants to wear a big girl outfit, too. I don't know. I just think the only person that would look sexy in this is Hillary Clinton.
Mm. Oh, I could actually see Hillary Duff wearing this.
Yeah.
Is that right? I don't know. Oh, I was like, oh. All of this was just too literal and stereotypical to me, given the girl boss attitude she's pushing right now.
And in comparison,
she's like,
mm-hmm. In comparison also to her other like co-stars, she was underdressed.
Oh my gosh, we are running out of time, so we're just going to have to scan over these outfits really quickly. Sarah Paulson and Carolina Herrera, you hated that.
Yes, that was on my worst dressed list. I wasn't a fan of this dress whatsoever. Ever.
It's avant-garde.
It is avant-garde, but I could have done it with it being shorter. I don't like the length of it. The puffy sleeves. I mean, and you know what? So many people gave this so much credit.
Kind of like a bad version of a really well-done Alexander McQueen sleeve.
Yes. Oh. It looks like she was wearing...
I agree, yeah.
Like chainmail, and she was out to go battle, but she would have lost that battle, that sleigh battle, on the red carpet.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I didn't hate it, but it did look a little too big for me. Need to be taken in. A couple sizes,
definitely.
Next up, I nominated this lady, Tracee Ellis Ross.
See what you have to
Chanel.
Say.
Chanel. Mm-hmm. She has such a big show right now with Black-ish. I've only seen her look good on red carpet once, so it doesn't really surprise me that she's looking like this. And this was panned all over as being a terrible outfit. No one liked this. I didn't think it was age appropriate. She either needed to be a lot younger or a lot older. And bad hair, bad accessories, bad styling.
Makes her look big. And, like, it just...
Hair's so bad, too. When you've got a big, fluffy bottom like that, why are you pulling your hair back and then let it kind of poof out?
I think she put the hair back because she knew the dress was, like, a lot going on.
Mm-hmm.
This dress actually took me some time for me to actually kind of like it. Just because, I just looked at the feathers and just... I don't know. I just really had to look at this. Yes, as you're looking at me, I had to look at this dress and be like, you know what? It's not that bad. Like, there's others that wore way worse dresses, but so many people liked this look.
I think maybe one or two other people wore this dress, but I don't know. She made my worst dress.
It's all right.
List.
That's all right. Just
me. Like I said, I knew we were definitely going to differ on opinions. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. You keep giving me this face. Like, oh my gosh. No, I knew with being that we didn't have much of an overlap, I knew this was going to be a little rough on our friendship.
No, don't say that.
Next up, we've got Vanessa Bayer and Zach Posen.
This is a
sexy school marm or something?
And it just looks like she's going to a luncheon. It's not Emmy appropriate to me. I'm not digging it.
A luncheon?
Yeah, like a super casual daytime.
A super casual full-length luncheon?
What luncheon do you go to?
I know. Can we start going to lunch together?
It just looks...
Go to Beverly Hilton.
It looks too casual for the Emmys, I think.
I think it's the colors.
Yeah.
And, like, the pattern.
Agreed.
Very, 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 like, summery, like, fun. It's fun in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
running through a field of like corn with your dress.
I was gonna say daisies. Daisies. Corn works too.
Corn. Something all natural. All right, you guys, we're down to our last look of the night. And we've got Yara Shahidi in Prada.
Oh, this was my best dress on the list. I love this look. It looks so delicate on her.
This was your best dress?
It was one of them.
Okay.
Yeah. But it looks so delicate on her. It's Prada. And I think the shoulders, what she has on her shoulders, the ruffles, it added such a delicate nature to this. And I love the detail as well with the green and just the color combination. I could have gone without the belt. You can't really tell right now because of the way that she was posing. She kept on posing with her, fingers and her, her hands covering the belt.
Because it shouldn't have been there.
Yeah. But, I mean, I could have done with or without it. But just, I feel like because I know that so much detail and hard work went into this, that I'm just like, oh, it shows.
Well, in this see-through dress, I see right through her. She made no impression on me whatsoever. No. Wafy wallflower is never a good look for the Emmys.
I say just lose the sleeves because that just added, it kind of took away from her, kind of like what you're saying.
But it looked too matronly, though, I feel.
A little bit.
And it was just too, I don't know. It just, it doesn't speak
for being 17.
Actor.
This does gorgeous, say though. Serious actor.
Oh,
for being 17.
For a 17-year-old.
Yeah.
Sure. But I would kind of rather see that on, 40-year-old.
No.
Oh, okay.
So it looks a little too,
old.
No, just a little. Grown she's up. A little young to wear that.
That's no.
17 wearing a see-through dress on the red carpet.
It's not see-through though. It's not see-through. It's the color of it that maybe makes it look like it's see-through.
I don't hate this by any means.
Okay.
It's just not on my radar.
I'm like, okay.
It's just not.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Am I forgiven?
Well, I'll think about it. I'll think about it.
Oh, her friendship is going down.
What's going on here?
All right, you guys. Well, we're done. So who was your very favorite and your very least favorite?
Least favorite was Carrie Coon. That was my worst dress. Yum. My best dress, I think, was Jessica Biel. She really just took the cake for me
amazing.
Today.
Yes,
she did
look stunning.
What about you, Mike?
Best dress, Jessica Biel. And then worst dress, I'd have to say, Deborah Messing.
Well, you know, Kate McKinnon was my best dressed. I just loved that. I know you guys might be like, Michael, you wear so many layers and so much fun stuff. Why do you like that dress? Mm-hmm. I don't know. I really liked it. Oh, and the worst dress, it's hard. There are so many. There was a lot of bad stuff. No, I'm just kidding. I know who it is. Chrissy Matz. I hate that dress.
Oh.
I hate that dress. Worst dress ever.
Oh,
well, you guys, has been our first show, and it's award season, so we will see you soon for another round of smashing fashion, and catch us live every Thursday at 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for AfterBuzz TV's Project Runway After Show. I'm Michael Shirley, and you can catch me on Twitter and Instagram at Michael X Shirley. Tell them where they can find you, ladies.
You can find me everywhere at MaitheCarrillo, that's MaitheCarrillo_.
You can find me at Hannah B.E.E. Tucker.
Be sure to check back with us on Thursday and get into the Project Runway groove. But until then, keep it classy, you guys.
Yes.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.